Well, here at Humanware, we're always grateful when you give us the time of day, and we'd certainly like to give you the time of day. So let's show you how to set the date and time on your Brownote or VoiceNote Empower. If you do this correctly, then it makes it easy to adjust your clock forward or back for daylight saving. Additionally, if you're someone who travels and you find yourself in different time zones, then you can simply select the time zone that you are now in, and the time will be set automatically for you, provided the base time is set up properly. So let's go ahead and do that. To make sure we're all working from the same place, I'll ask you to ensure that you're at the main menu on a BT, that's space with all six dots. On a QT, it's the menu key.
Main menu.
And we're at the menu now, the main menu, and we'll press U to go to the utilities menu.
Utilities menu.
We've got a range of functions here which you are welcome to explore if you wish, and I'm sure you know by now that to do that, one just presses the space bar to move forward through the menu and the backspace key to work your way back. In this case, we want to select the date and time option, and the key to do that is D for date and time.
Date format, press enter for UK.
The first thing you are asked about is the format for the date. There are two formats to choose from. The UK format will give you day-month, for example, the 24th of May. The US format will give you the month and then the date, for example, May the 24th. I'm from New Zealand and we use the UK format, so I'm going to leave it at UK and press Enter. If you want to change it, well, we can always press space with H to find out how. Or on a QT, it's the Help key.
For US format, press S. For UK format, press K. Then to complete your entry, press Enter. Date format, press Enter for UK.
I'll press Enter to choose that.
Time format, press Enter for 12 hour.
We can choose 12 hour or 24 hour time, often known as military time.
Time zone, press Enter for New Zealand Standard Time. GMT plus 12 o'clock, Auckland, Wellington.
Now we're being asked to select our time zone. You can press the initial letter of your time zone if you know it, so if you are in the Pacific time zone, just press P.
Pacific Standard Time.
And
GMT minus 8 o'clock, Pacific Time.
That jumps you to it. You can push, for example, N, as I need to do to get back to New Zealand time.
Newfoundland Standard Time. GMT minus 0330, Newfoundland.
And if yours isn't the first one that you find, just keep pressing the initial letter of your time zone.
Nepal Standard Time, GMT plus 0545, Kathmandu. And Central Asia Standard, North Asia Standard Time.
You can press N repeatedly.
North Asia East Standard, New Zealand Standard Time, GMT plus 12 o'clock, Auckland, Wellington.
And that's my time zone, so I'll press Enter.
In daylight saving time, currently no.
It's winter here in New Zealand almost, and I'm not in daylight saving time at the moment. This is a simple YN question.
Time, press enter for 3:56 p.m.
Now if we need help entering the time, we can press the help key.
Type the time in 12-hour format as hours, colon, minutes, followed by a space, and then a.m. or p.m., then press enter. Time, press enter for 3:56 p.m.
Now that is in fact the correct time, so I'll press enter to accept that.
Date. Press enter for Monday 23, May 2005.
It is the 23rd of May 2005 as I record this, and again we can press the help key to find out how we enter our date.
To select a date, either move around the calendar until the date you want is displayed and then press enter, or type the date as number sign day, number sign month, number sign year, then press enter. To move forward or back a day at a time, press space with dot 6 or 3. To move a week at a time, press space with dot 5 or 2. To move a month at a time, press space with dot 4 or 1. To move a year at a time, press space with dots 5, 6, or 2, 3. Date, press enter for Monday 23, May 2005.
So as you can hear, there are many ways to move around the calendar, and incidentally, those same ways apply when you're moving around the calendar to select a date in the planner if you wish. On a Brownote or VoiceNote Empower QT, the syntax is going to be slightly different because you don't have to use number signs. You can simply use the number row on your keyboard to type the date in any number of ways. You can experiment with that. But we'll press Enter to accept today's date.
Utilities menu.
And now we're back at the Utilities menu. So do go ahead. From the factory, it's almost certain that your date will not be correct, so make sure that it is and that your time zone is appropriately selected, and it will make moving around from daylight saving to standard time or from different time zones much simpler.